Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus, and we are joined by Giants starting left tackle, Will Beatty. And Will, talk about the work that you've had to do to come back from this injury at the end of last season.
It's been a pretty exciting offseason for me. I mean, just spending every day in some type of rehab program and conditioning, just knowing that the coaching staff, the ownership, the fans. Yes, I was injured last year, but we want to put last year behind us. So they wanted to start anew. They wanted to have the O-line set for the first game, making sure I got in there through camp. So the rehab has been the entire offseason. Wasn't really an offseason for me. More of a conditioning, a mental preparation for this year. But I believe it paid off. I mean, I'm blessed to be out here, to be running with the ones again. Last week was my first game. There's still two more games to go before the season kicks off, and I'm just looking forward to improving so I can be back 100%.
How'd you feel out there on Saturday night in Indianapolis? Because you had been practicing, but practice and game are two different things. How did you feel you came out of it?
We started off kind of slow as an offense, just not putting points on the board, but that in itself kind of wears on you. But just getting out there, running around, making hits, putting your shoulder on people, it's like, you know why you did all that work to come back, and like, this paid off. And it's just that affirmation that, okay, what I did was worth it. At just some points in time when you're like, I'm tired, you don't know how your body's gonna respond, you don't know how your knee's gonna respond, but just that first game, getting it out of your system, getting that few hits in, you're like, this is what I love to do.
All right, so you get that out of the way. Let's fast forward here to the start of training camp. Chris Snee announces his retirement. You knew deal was gone at the end of last year. You are now the elder statesman. You're the guy that, you know, kind of has the torch from some of those other teams that have won Super Bowls. What's it like to be the leader now of the group?
I mean, from day one, breaking up that starting five for so many games, they were molding me for this position. They knew I was coming in, and they had their moment. So it was Snee, it was O'Hara, with all those guys talking to me like, okay, yes, you're young, but getting here. And they were making sure that I knew what John Mara and the organization expected from the offensive line, from history, from this is what we do. So now when it's my turn to be there, they expecting the same thing. They're still coming back here, making sure that it's the way it should be run, not, okay, we're gone now, it's a whole new group of people, and it's going to be a new offense, a new unit. Things are run. Yes, we have different plays, but that mentality, that hard-nosed football, is still there.
Is that fun for you, and do you feel a little bit of pressure having to carry sort of that torch for the past regime?
I don't feel any pressure. I feel blessed to be in this position, so it's not pressure. The expectations are great, but the payoff is so much more.
Well, good luck on Friday night against the Jets, and we appreciate a couple minutes, and we'll talk to you during the season.
Thank you. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.